she may not have won the race for Ward 2 counselor, but Ophelia Ravencroft came in second, giving it her best shot, made history along the way. Ophelia is the first non-binary woman to run for a seat on city council here in St. John's. She joins me live by phone. Ophelia, congratulations. You did very well. Second highest number of votes. How would you describe the experience?
Ben, thank you very much. Good to be talking to you again. This whole thing was kind of I feel like I need about a 3-day nap, as I suppose we all do at the end of this. But, the fact is that I think to be able to run a campaign with very little experience or name recognition in the middle of a pandemic and come out as strong as we did, it was remarkable. And I think especially to do that as a non-binary person and a trans person and an out lesbian, I think is remarkable. I'm really proud of the precedent we've set here, and I'm really proud of what this means for my community.
Ophelia, why was it so important for you to run?
Well, many reasons. I think especially, the problems that we're being faced with now, particularly during COVID and with issues like worsening income inequality and, poor social equity in some areas. So, I think it's important to have a strong progressive voice who's going to, hold people's feet to the fire and make sure that we do something about those things. And, I know that I didn't win this, but the fact of the matter is that those issues are still there. And, I certainly hope that my competitor, Mr. Skinner, and congratulations to him, is able to speak to those things effectively. And please know that I'll be here doing that from the sidelines. But also, again, as a 2S LGBTQIA plus community member, it's really important for me to take a stand for people in my community and to show that, it's not just that we deserve a seat at the table, it's that, people want us to take it. And I think that that's, I hope that, this inspires some of us more to come out in 2021.
And on that note, Ophelia, as an advocate for trans rights, did you meet any opposition along the way, or were people pretty accepting?
Well, yes, I did, in the way that you would expect. A lot of it was confined to the online sphere, as I suppose maybe some people would understand. I think the problem is that many people, especially over time, have learned that they have to kind of code their transphobia as something else, be it, it's not that it's, I don't like her and I can't say why. And so maybe, I'm used to the patterns and I could pick it up in some places. But ultimately, I have to say that the voting base and the public and everyone in the doors that I knocked on were very, very accepting. And I really appreciated that in terms of, harassment, slurs, whatever. That was almost entirely online and almost entirely people from the States. And I'm kind of, wow, you just sit around like searching terms you don't like all day so you can say mean things, and which is really unfortunate. But, the people here have been remarkable. I think this demonstrates that, I've heard people express concerns sometimes about, is Newfoundland transphobic, is it whatever. I think this is proof that, inherently there is a lot of acceptance here, and there is a lot of willingness to elevate members of our community and to accept us when we step forward. And again, I hope we do more of that next time.
Yeah, and what would you say to other people considering a run for office?
Do it. And if you don't like caffeine, I would start to like caffeine. It's honestly the experience is pretty wild. But I certainly think we need more marginalized voices, and we need more voices from affected communities. We need more people who are willing to speak from places of lived experience. And if you speak from one of those places, if you are if you are BIPOC, if you are trans, queer, MB, if you are Indigenous, if you've been a sex worker, if you've been in any of those places that allows you to speak from that kind of position of lived experience, please do. It's going to be tough and you're going to face some opposition, but your voice is essential and your voice matters. And ultimately it should be you who's at the table, speaking from those places of lived experience. So please do. And I hope that in 2021, we have the most diverse, the most representative and the most equitable slate of candidates we've ever seen in St. John's municipal politics.
Ophelia, in your opinion, what are the biggest challenges facing the city?
Well, I stand by what I said in my platform, which is still online. I stand by the fact that I think there are a lot of issues surrounding equity, particularly around issues like mobility that we're confronted with daily. The single biggest issue, and I will stand by this, that the city of St. John's in particular is faced with, is the issue of sidewalk snow clearing. I just don't see anything around it. But issues like food security, inadequate transit infrastructure, we have problems like this, which amplify equity. equity problems and create, you know, further divisions and further kind of and further, you know, entrenched inequalities in our society. We need to be doing more about them actively. We need to be standing up more for these things and making sure that we're actively correcting them. And, you know, I think that's the approach the council has to take. And that's certainly, you know, what I would have done. And again, what I hope Minister Skinner does.
And Ophelia, what's next for you?
Well, there's going to be a run in 2021. I think, you know, a showing like this was obviously quite strong. You know, the fact is that I think about 50% of the people who voted in this election voted for candidates with either a strong progressive platform, a strong progressive background, which tells me that there is an appetite for progressive candidates here and that there is an acceptance of me and what I'm doing, which I appreciate. I'm a little bit overwhelmed, actually, at how many people were willing to support me, and I'm truly appreciative of that. So, you know, stay tuned for for an announcement in the very near future, I would say. 2021 will definitely be happening. And, you know, Minister, and again, you know, Sean, congratulations, and thank you for putting yourself forward. And and just know that you'll be hearing from me again.
Ophelia Ravencroft, congratulations on a great run, and thank you for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you.